Quincy nodded and let her move away. He didn't think she was aware of it, but she had wrapped her arms tightly around her middle, as if she was trying to block out the scene. The stance made her appear younger, more vulnerable. She was looking at the outline of Melissa Avalon's body. By all accounts, Miss Avalon had also been beautiful, compassionate, and dedicated to her job. Wordlessly, they moved down the hall to the shattered doors. Quincy stopped at the door across from the computer room.
Danny came out of this classroom?
Yes. He was backing Shep through the door at gunpoint.
Holding both the .22 and the .38?
Yes.
How did he seem?
Agitated. Wired. Rainey's brow furrowed as she contemplated his question further.
He seemed hostile toward his father.
Holding him at gunpoint would appear hostile.
Rainey shook her head. There was more to it than that. Shep was telling him that everything would be all right. Then he was trying to tell him not to speak to me. But everything kept coming out as a command, and that made Danny withdraw even more. I think he has a big chip on his shoulder regarding his father. Shep rides him hard.
How so?
Shep was a big football star in his high school days. Super jock. Danny? Rainey shrugged. He's small for his age, not good at sports. I think Shep believes he just needs to try harder. And I think Danny wishes his father would leave him alone.
Have you ever heard Shep call his son stupid?
Rainey shook her head.
You're talking about the interview tape, aren't you?
Danny's obsession with being smart. That's the oddest thing. See, Shep's not the kind of father to worry that much about grades.
Bad day on the football field?
Yes.
Bad day on the report card? Hey, these things happen.
I don't know where that was coming from.
Does Danny have any close friends?
We're still working on that.
We'll want a complete list of all students absent yesterday, plus notes on whether they knew Danny O'Grady and can account for their time.
Alibis for children, Rainey muttered and rolled her eyes. Why the ones who were absent?